Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
This episode is going to be an Apple first Android episode,
which we've wanted to do for a while, honestly, because we both have our opinions on... I have opinions on both companies a little bit. Obviously, I'm just going to preface this now. I think we're both pretty biased towards Samsung.
I can agree with that.
So I'm just, again, I want to say this so that way when you listening don't go, well, it just sounds like you don't even like iPhones.
Again, it's because we don't.
Again, it's because... I'm an Android / Samsung only kind of guy. Or I actually like Sony and like all the other brands that are equal to Samsung to, you know. But
now we are going to try to come up with some counterpoints to defend Apple as much as we can. But I couldn't really find much material.
Yeah.
Because
I have easy.
It's just Android's so much better.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. I could find all these reasons why Android, Samsung is better than Apple, but I couldn't really find much to back up why Apple was superior to Android. So, I mean, what I found, I'll bring up, but it just wasn't much.
From most of, this is my opinion on this. I believe that Apple has a name in the community. So, you know, if everyone in the class has an Apple phone and there's one kid that doesn't, well, guess what? Yeah, the one kid that doesn't isn't the cool class. He's in the lower class. Which is so strange is when you get out into the real world, when you buy the phones yourselves instead of your parents buying them or whatever, and you start looking at all the data for what the phone does versus the other phones and stuff, and you start comparing okay, this has this processor, this has this, camera, this has this. That's when you start to go, all right, one of these is lying and one of them is not. Okay. So, and that's where we're at today is a whole bunch of people have been led to believe that one phone is superior because it costs more than the other one for some reason. And
Already right there, I'm going to kind of defend Apple on that, because I'm pretty sure the flagship phone of Samsung is about the same price as the flagship phone is.
No, but that's what I'm getting at, though. All of iPhone's phones are expensive like that, no matter the level of... I'm pretty sure the cheapest one is... You're not going to get an iPhone, new one for less than $700, I bet you.
Wow, because I know that they usually have three versions of that said phone, three different levels. I only know Samsung, so I'm going to use them. You have the S23, then you have the S23 Plus, and then they usually have an Ultra, an S23 yeah. Ultra or something. And
that's the
highest level. But even the S23 is still an amazing phone.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I think it's usually $700, $750 yeah, is usually
it's
what
about
those are.
There, I think.
Do you know what Apple's is?
I
their
don't
lowest
off the
one?
Top of the head. Let me look it up while you spit out some
yeah,
facts.
So the one that's out right now is the iPhone 14 Pro. So we would just need to know the price of the iPhone 14.
So I'm seeing them for $829.
So I mean, that's not too far off.
Although if you buy them used, I think you can get them maybe prefabbed, remanned, turned in for $500.
Oh, the refurbished.
Yeah, refurbished. That's the word I was looking for. So I'm seeing them for about $550, $500. But I mean, if we're going to go that route, I could look up a used Samsung phone that's in good health and probably would be cheaper than that.
Here's one right here. Samsung Galaxy S24. Well, we're on the S24 now.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I bet they go by year.
They do.
I just realized that. Wow.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole? But yeah, you can get a Samsung Galaxy S24, so like the lowest model of like their newest one, and that looks like it's $500.
So this is
not refurbished.
Here's iPhone's website from them, the horse's mouth. iPhone 14, $699, plus they tell you the month prices, and then the 14 Plus is $799. So that's actually not a bad deal for the Plus.
Yeah. So I guess they've come down on our pricing a little bit, it looks like.
They don't even show the Pro, though. Do they not? I don't know. See, iPhone's so... Anyways, let me say this. This is one thing I will say in defense of iPhones. They're super user-friendly in the sense that, like, a child can pick them up and use them and not be confused on, like, where to go, what to do, where to get to it at.
Yeah, it looks almost like a, you know how you can get a children's tablet?
Yes.
That's what it looks like to
me. Kind of does. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not, at least, I don't know if you are, but that's what it reminds me of. Like, but it's a very user-friendly device. I can say that wholeheartedly because like I've had Androids now for a long time and I still find out cool new features that they have a year after owning a phone, and I'm like, oh my god, my phone does this.
Yeah, I actually saw a couple of those when I was looking things up today. Like, I was like, oh, my phone can do that.
Yeah, and it's like, that's cool to me. At the same time, it's like, I kind of want to know about those things when I buy the phone.
That's true.
But
then, I mean, we're always going to upgrade to another.
That is true.
The next model, and you know that model is going to have it too. So even if you learn about something when you're about to trade it in, just now you know about it for the next one.
That is true. My biggest gripe against iPhones, and this is just from an outsider looking in because my wife has an iPhone, it's the storage.
That's your biggest thing?
Yes.
Wow.
So I don't understand how you can become or say you're the best phone and you have a storage capacity that rivals, I don't know, I'm trying to think of something very tiny. I don't know, but it's just, it holds nothing. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that they need to buy more storage all the time. Like, maybe it's just my wife that has a bunch of pictures.
That's the thing, Matt. That's one of my biggest gripes with iPhone. You can't buy more storage for the phone. They don't have a SD slot. You can't.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to a cloud.
Yeah, you can't get a micro SD card to put in your phone to have more storage.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, you have to put it, like, send it up into the cloud, and then you can download it back or access it somewhere else.
I don't like that. And now I understand that Samsung has its own cloud version, but like that's for other things. That's if I want to have a copy of my stuff on the cloud, that would be a nice failsafe. Not I need to get more speed for my phone to work. So right. I have to get rid of all these pictures or get rid of all this stuff and send it over to the cloud.
Yeah. Like if I have my phone, which I do, I like to put videos and I like to download music and a bunch of pictures. And I think with the iCloud, you can't have your videos they need to be on your phone. I don't think you can just grab it from the iCloud unless, can you stream it?
I don't really know how the iCloud works. That is something that I will say I'm not going to have the answers for you guys. So, I mean, if you guys know how the iCloud works and we're wrong, go ahead and, you know, email us and we'll address it on the next episode. Like, hey, a user said that this is how it works or whatever. But
I'd like to have the ability to add more storage, but I don't know what the iCloud's capable of. So, I mean, honestly, maybe you don't need the extra storage. Maybe you can stream your videos from the iCloud. Maybe you can stream your music from your iCloud. But at the same time, you run into what if you're in a dead zone? Sort of thing. I think that's the biggest flaw I would see in it.
That, and like, I've tried like signing up for Apple Podcast. Actually, there's a great topic right here. I tried putting our podcast on Apple Podcasts.
And it would throw so many obstacles in your way.
Just to set up Apple Podcasts, I have to have an Apple ID. I have to have this. I have to have that. I have to swear my oath to Apple and cut my finger and press the blood on the paper. Like, it's ridiculous the amount of steps that are required. Whereas if you want to get a Samsung phone or a Samsung device or whatever, it's here's my name, here's my email, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's over. Because that's all you need. I don't understand why I need a 3-step verification process to sign into a website that I may never sign into again.
You know what's crazy is Apple TV, same exact way.
See, I knew it would be because they have to make it 10 times harder.
Yeah, and it seems like every time I try to sign on, there's something weird with my Apple ID to where I have to sign in and then it tries to make me change my password. And it's like, I just changed my password yesterday. Yeah. Like, I don't... It's just so complicated. Yeah. But their phones are so like built for toddlers, yet...
Yeah, to set them up, though.
Yeah, it's like you need to be a developer of some sort. I don't know. Maybe we're just stupid.
Or maybe we're the assholes. I don't know.
Who knows?
But I will say there's one last fact that I'll pull up real quick. That this just makes me laugh. So Google owns Android now. Just going to say that. They bought it in like 2005 for $50 million. And it used to be that I think iPhones did take up a decent portion of the market. But now, as of 2012... Android became the most popular operating system that's out there. In fact, as of 2020, around 75% of mobile devices run Android.
Hmm.
So that's across everywhere. So like the numbers themselves say everyone enjoys using Androids over iPhones, or they could argue on the other side, no, you just can't afford or have an iPhone in these certain countries or certain places, which could be true.
But at the same time, we already went over the prices and they're cheaper.
Oh, I mean, yeah, apples to apples, you will find an Android phone that will work exactly the same as an iPhone for like a fraction of the price. And I'm not talking...
Hold on, but you're saying that's why everybody has Android phones elsewhere is because they can't afford an iPhone.
I'm not saying like that's the whole reason, but like...
Yeah, but we just looked up. They're actually very reasonable priced. If you want an iPhone, it was just like $50 more.
Yeah, well, that's for Samsung, but there's a lot of Android phones out there that you could get for like $200, $100. That they're still powered by Android technology, but they're not owned by like Samsung or Sony or the big names.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the phones I feel like in a lot of countries get sold the most because it's a $50, $100 phone. So I get where people argue, well, it's because they can't afford an iPhone. It's like, well, maybe they don't want an iPhone. Maybe they're okay with the phone that is $50 can still get them the same usage. Like that's
if you just need it to make calls.
That's my argument. Yeah. It's like not everyone looks at iPhones the way that people look at iPhones in the United States as of these beacons of like
wealth,
a status. It's a status symbol. Like, because usually you'll have the iPhone, you'll have the iWatch, you'll have, you know, all the gear with it.
See, and that is my biggest gripe with Apple is what you just said.
The gear?
If you have a iPhone,
yes,
you can only get iPhone specific stuff.
Yeah, iWatch, the MacBook.
You can only have the iWatch with it. You have to have a special charger.
Yeah. As a kid growing up, the amount of times I wanted to bitch slap someone that was at my house that said, "Hey, do you have an iPhone charger?" No, I have a charger that I use for all of my devices.
Yeah, for my PlayStation, for my phone, for my lamp.
I don't have one cable that just sits around 90% of the time being useless. No, I don't have that.
It's so stupid.
And how long did it take them before they finally changed that? Like, are they just now recently?
No, they still have
a different cord.
There is their biggest phone, which I think is the Pro. And that one has USB-C, I believe, but it's the top of the top is where you have to get that, where that's standard on every single Android phone.
It's ridiculous. I know I think they were the first one to get rid of the headphone jack too.
I think they were. I was so mad. I was so mad when Android did because I was too. I was shit talking Apple so bad. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? You guys are idiots.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to go upgrade my phone. What?
Yeah, I know. I was quite upset when I had mine too, because there's so many times where you're just like,
I still grab
corded
headphones and I go to put them in and I'm like, oh.
And like, am I old? Are we old, Rob? Like, because
I don't think
it's that bad.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like we're trying to listen to CDs.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like I'm popping my cassette tape into the radio and like.
Yeah, I just want to use my corded headphones. That's all. But I know that they did come out with something that it goes into the charging port, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I saw that.
So I guess you could still, but that's like an extra thing you now have to buy.
It was an extra add-on that you had to buy. Yeah, I was about to say Snap-on.
Snap-on, yeah.
Another expensive thing.
You're definitely a mechanic.
Yeah. The one thing I will say in defense of, well, it's not really in defense of iPhone, but it's in, I'm going to shit talk Samsung here for a second. So everyone compares the cameras on these two phones.
Yeah.
This is something I will die on this hill. Samsung cameras are better than iPhone cameras. End of story. Like every single time the phones come out, they just beat each other on the resolution and like the capabilities of the cameras.
Yeah.
I look at the both cameras. I look at the everything. Now, you ever see that video or the meme where people are zooming in on the moon and taking pictures with their phones, and like the iPhone user will take a very crappy faraway photo and it doesn't look like anything.
Yeah.
And then the Samsung guy will zoom in and it looks like you could see the guy. Like the it looks moon. Like you could see a guy rolling on the moon, like driving on the moon. Yeah. In fact, there's another meme where a guy's using a telescope and then there's a guy next to him with a Samsung phone and he's like, and you can see the guy driving on the moon with the rover and like, they're like, oh, that's the power of Samsung. But I just recently found out that that's all fake. So like Samsung has like, they took a bunch of pictures of the moon and then they put all of the like data or all of the things. So when you zoom in on to take a picture of the moon, the phone itself thinks and fills in the gaps that are missing. So like the photo could be a little
bit. Wait, so it AI generates?
Yes. It AI generates the rest of what it can't see for the moon. So that's why every time you take a picture of the moon with a Samsung phone, it looks 10 times better than the guy next to you with his iPhone.
I'm not going to lie, man. That's pretty badass. I think I would actually prefer that.
And so like people with the iPhones may argue, well, that's fake. It's not real. And it's like, well, it is real. It's just filling in the data that it didn't have. So
what do you mean it's not real? If that's the case, then the majority of the stuff that you're seeing online isn't real because that's heavily photoshopped.
That is
What's
true.
What's the difference?
I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen a photo where like one person's in it and then you see it on the news the next second and one person's not in it and you're like, what? Is that the same photo or is this like a different photo?
Did you see that one photo that Chef Ramsay posted and who was the other person? The Kardashian mom. What is her name?
Kim?
No. The like Kim's mother.
Oh, I don't actually know the mother.
I don't know, but it was the mother posing with Chef Ramsay, and they both posted up on social media, and the pictures looked completely different.
Really?
Yeah, the Kardashian's mom, like heavily photoshopped and just edited like so much, and then you could tell Gordon Ramsay uploaded it. It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, because he right up. So another thing that, so I use my wife's phone every once in a while. Like if her phone's around, I'll grab it to use it. And I feel like a child when I use it because I'm like, how do you do this?
No, it pisses me off. It doesn't have a back button.
Yes,
that's stupid.
I was just about
that
to say that.
So
because like I don't know how many times I'll be on my phone next to my wife and I'll be like, here, let me just go back real quick to this webpage.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you just hit that button and it takes you back. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have that. And she's like, no. I was like, what do you do? She's like, I have to go to like all the windows and go. I'm like,
that's
like
stupid.
Some barbarian. I was like, I have like 6 tabs open right now that I'm just going back to back to back with.
Yeah, every time I say that to somebody who's an iPhone user, they're like, oh, I don't need an eye or a back button. Like, I can get around just fine. And I'm like, yeah, you can't miss what you've never had.
Yeah.
Like, try an Android with a back button and then go back
once
to your
Once you've done
your
it
Apple.
Once, you're like, oh my God, that is so nice. Like, let me just go back.
Click of a button. She's like, oops, didn't mean to click that. Click.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
It's a button that like once it's gone or like, cause I've had it where like, I don't know if your phone does this, but my 3 buttons aren't actual buttons. They pop up like through the screen.
Oh yeah.
So like when they're not there, like
it goes away.
Yeah. And like,
actually they're on my screen right now, but if I'm like watching something, they like just disappear.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They come back.
They disappear for me too. And like, I'm like, oh no, where's my back button? And then I scroll and I'm like, oh, there it is.
They're like, is this an iPhone?
Yeah. But like one of the first Androids I had actually had a solid back button. Like the bottom of the phone was black and it wasn't a screen portion, and you could actually press the 3 buttons that were down there. Like it was the tab button, the home button.
Oh, yeah.
And then the back button.
I remember those. Yeah, they were like a little touchscreen thing down there.
I like those days. There was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cool with it being on the screen.
No, I mean, it is nice, the new technology and everything, but...
Oh, and did you also hear that the we've been running on 120 refresh rate, 120 hertz, and Apple just finally caught up to that?
No, but that doesn't surprise me, because, like, this is another thing. Like, and again, I'm not trying to be so hard on Apple, but, like, I like the iPhone, or not the iPhone. I like the iPod. When the iPod,
oh yeah, the iPod Touch.
When the iPod, not even the Touch. I'm talking about like the iPod Mini, the iPod Original. Bro.
You're right.
The classic.
Even that one.
Even the classic.
The classic. Is that what it was? The one that was like a rectangle?
Yes.
That was the shit.
So I think it was the classic. I don't know. Anyways, those devices, when they came out, I was even like, I want an iPad.
Oh, yeah.
I want an
iPad. If you had a Zune, you were made fun of.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually had one. I mean, I loaded it up with the music. I did it for years. I will say, I lost one on a bus after losing one and realizing the struggles of trying to get a new one, sing to your old whatever. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to buy an Android music player.
I think you had to go through iTunes at that time,
I
right?
I think so.
I think back then it wasn't actually too hard to use iTunes.
Really?
Yeah, like when I had an iPhone and when I had the iPod Touch and stuff, you could still like import your illegally downloaded songs like into iTunes, I think, if I'm remembering that correctly.
And I remember the days when iPod. It's the iPad, iPod.
There's so many iStuff.
I know. There's the iPad, iPod, iPhone. So, okay, iPod Touch. When it first came out, I went over a buddy's house that had it, and he let me take his home because he had a shit ton of music on it, and we were in a band together. So he's like, just use the iPod and like listen to this as homework. And like when I realized that it had like a camera and it had, I think that one had Messenger.
Yeah,
and
the next step was just putting the phone thing on there, and then
it was just like the just generic start of a phone.
Yeah, it was like the really like thin one, right?
Yes,
like,
yes. And I was like, God, that's strange. It's like it seems like they're getting out of their element here. Like this is a music device, not a phone. And then like the next thing I know, you know, iPhone. Although I don't know, was the iPhone around at the same time as the iPad or iPod?
Yeah, like they still make the iPod, I think.
Well, I know they still make the iPod, but like...
I think first the iPod Touch and then came the iPhone.
Okay, so that's what I was getting at.
Like, yeah, so the one that you were thinking of, yeah, like that was the only
was
step
like
they
the
were
beta?
Missing was...
Was that like the beta, basically?
They probably were using it as that. They're and probably then, like, hey, this is doing so well, why don't we just make it a phone?
A phone. That's what I was kind of thinking. I just didn't know if they had a phone at the same time they had an iPhone Touch, is what I was getting at.
No, the Touch came first.
There's no way. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now, so like this is one thing I would say, iPod, you guys hit it out of the park. I think you did a great job.
Even the iPad. iPad's amazing.
iPad, you know, because it keeps kids busy. It keeps, you know, there's tons of stuff to do on it. I mean, I will say there is other Android stuff now that is the same. Like even Samsung.
I wouldn't get a Mac either.
No.
No way. I would not touch those.
Not only just, we're just mentioning the operating system that they run off of being crap versus like Windows or like, and I'm not even a big fan of Windows either. Like I'll be their biggest critic too.
I would pick Windows any day of the week over anything.
But if we're going to talk like what's better, iPhone or that, what is the term that I'm looking for? What is their
iOS?
iOS, their iOS system versus Androids.
Yeah.
It's just not. Or I should say Microsoft in this sense, because if we're versing the computers, it's not going to be, it's going to be iOS versus Microsoft, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. I don't think they use Microsoft.
Doesn't Microsoft own Windows?
Well, when we're talking Galaxy, that's owned by Samsung, and I don't think Samsung's owned by anybody. Like they are the company.
I know Samsung's not, but I'm talking for computer purposes here. When you're, because this is what I'm getting at, like, Apple itself steps into too many realms, and they don't do all of the realms good enough. Like, they want to be a phone maker. They want to be a computer maker. They want to be a tablet maker. They want to be a music device maker. And in my opinion, I don't think they do any of them extremely well. I think they do it all sort of good. Whereas Samsung focuses on certain things, like they focus on the phone. They don't make anything for just music that I know of, like other than maybe a headset, you know, like ear pods, stuff like that. Yeah. But they focus on the technology, I say, a little bit more. There's like a Samsung computer is going to be very well put together, very well, good operating system, good everything in it.
I mean, anything they kind of make is pretty decent. Like, you can get a Samsung washing machine. You can get
that was the only thing I was about
Samsung
to say.
Dryer.
See,
TV.
Now that was the one thing I was actually going to diss them on. I was like, see, this is where they're stepping
into
they're
a realm. Stepping out.
Into
I will
a
agree.
Realm that I think they shouldn't be stepping in.
You're right.
So that's why the Samsung washers and dryers, when they do have an issue, I'm not surprised.
But at the same time, they have been making appliances like that for a while.
No, you're
like
right.
Longer than you would think.
They have been. They've been making fridges, dishwashers, all that stuff. So
I feel like that kind of is their element.
I guess.
I need to fact check myself, but I almost want to think that they were making appliances before TVs.
I think you're right on that.
Yeah. So it's like really like a washing machine and stuff. Isn't that is their element?
All right. Maybe I'm the asshole.
But like I said, fact check me, guys. Let me know, because I could be wrong, but I think they may have been making appliances first.
I just, you know, I compare the numbers and the numbers don't lie. I mean, Android blows them out of the water for the phones. We're not talking about the laptops or the iPhone, the iPods, but...
Well, in the US, I mean, Apple is shitting on Android.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah.
But how bad?
Pretty bad. That actually brings me to my next point here. They're actually being sued for monopolizing the smartphone market.
Monopolizing
how? The smartphone market. They are dominating in sales in America. Worldwide, not so much. America, dominating.
And like, you couldn't pay me to buy an iPhone now. Like, if they give that incentive for like buy one, get one free, I'd be like, just keep it. I don't need it. Don't worry about it.
Actually, I'll pay you to not take it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the iPhone is being sued by Department of Justice for scamming Americans by making Americans believe their subpar product is superior to Android and monopolizing smartphone markets by basically doing predatory practices. Like, one of them is they make Android models when they send a picture over to an iPhone. iPhone takes that photo and lowers the quality.
Dude, all right. This
is
something
to make the Android look worse.
This is something I've gotten so upset about, because like, when you're talking to someone who's an iPhone user and they, first of all, they do that stupid shaming shit. Like, I have to see a green bubble in my text. It's like, here's an idea. Go fuck yourself. Because it's a text bubble. It's not the end of the world. If you have to see...
Not only that, but do you know how annoying it is when I send something and then I see this person liked and then my whole message?
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yeah. So I always had a suspicion that the photo was dumbed down for an iPhone. And I'm like, because how do you... A picture's a picture. Like...
Why does it look so different on this compared to this?
And like, and every single time an iPhone user goes, well, it's because you got that crappy Android and you have that terrible camera. It's like, really? Because how come mine, I can zoom in on the bug and I can see the smile on his face. I can see the freckles on the cockroach's face when I zoom in on him. How come when you zoom in, I just see a little thing on the ground?
It's just pixels.
Yeah, like that. Don't come at me like that with that argument, because...
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's just straight up bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit. So the complaint over this alleges that Apple's anti-competitive course of conduct has taken several forms, many of which continue to evolve today. And I actually have like the main points here of what they were.
One of the things that I always suspected, or that I think you're about to talk on, is iPhone users always suspected their battery life was like not as good, or after like maybe 2 or 3 years of owning the phone, the battery life would get cut in half, or like the phone would stop working, or it'd slow down. Mm-hmm. Even the operating system would start to have issues. And like, I'd always tell them, that's just Apple flipping the switch on you, trying to get you to buy another phone. I was like, my Android never even slows down. It is 5 years old, 6 years old, whatever. Whatever it was, it kept up with, you know, it did its job, I should say. It never faltered. I even had an Android phone where the battery once it hit 30% would shut off because that's like the battery was failing. But like even then, Rob, the phone worked perfectly. Other than that the battery life was shortened because I had used it for so long.
Yeah, I've never really had an issue with battery life. I know that I don't know if they do something to the battery life to make you upgrade, but what I do know is with certain updates that they send to their phones, it slows down the older models.
Yeah.
To force you to upgrade to the newer models, and that has been addressed by them, and they haven't denied it.
Yeah. See, like
that's their reasoning is we prioritize the new stuff, so when we're putting these updates out, we're not going to make 20 different updates. It's going to be one update, and we're going to prioritize the newest phone so that new stuff that we're putting on your older phones is unfortunately going to slow it down because you don't have the extra stuff to do this. So just
fuck everyone else instead of doing it the right way. That's all right.
If you're making that much money, I think you can make a couple different updates, guy.
I'm pretty sure it's time to have one guy design an update for this model phone and then the next guy design this model phone.
If you're doing standard updates, make that for all the phones, and anything that's specific to this phone, just leave out.
Yeah.
It's like, not that hard.
It doesn't seem that hard. It seems very deliberate that you wanted to slow down phones in order to get more phone sales. That's what it looks like on paper to me. And I'm just a viewer looking in.
Yeah.
That's one of my biggest gripes is like, you're not being transparent and you still stand on your soapbox, which by the way, I'm not going to say that Samsung has like good practices in building their phones, but like, you stand on your soapbox and your phones are built in China by Chinese children. Like, come on. Like,
for 5 cents a day.
Yeah. Like, you're not the righteous one in this fight.
No. But yeah, back to the complaints that they're charging Apple with. One of them is blocking innovative super apps, which from the title, it sounds confusing.
It is kind of confusing. It doesn't make sense.
It explains it. Apple has disrupted the growth of apps with broad functionality that would make it easier for consumers to switch between competing smartphone platforms.
I will say Google got sued for that too. Don't feel bad. Like, Google did basically the same thing.
Did they?
Yeah. So, okay, like, I was reading.
You can't really blame.
I was reading lawsuits from the government that was basically saying
documentation
that was saying like, "Hey, you're steering your consumers in a certain way that's not letting them view the whole marketplace." Mm-hmm. And they were like, "That's not fair." So they hit them with some lawsuits. I'm pretty sure it's the same thing as what they were doing.
Yeah, it just with this one, it seems like a switching smartphone platform. So, like, I think if you want to switch from Apple to a Android, they make it extremely difficult to the point to where it makes you not want to do it.
Gotcha.
The next thing is suppressing mobile cloud streaming services. Apple has blocked the development of cloud streaming apps and services that would allow consumers to enjoy high quality video games and other cloud based applications without having to pay for expensive smartphone hardware. Wow, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
So that tells us right there.
Wow. They really want their dollars.
Wow. Next one, excluding cross-platform messaging apps. Apple has made the quality of cross-platform messaging even worse, less innovative, and less secure for users so that its consumers have to keep buying iPhones.
Yeah, and again, the consumers will stand there in my face and say, my phone's just better. It's like, why? Because your guy stabs you in the back and you're okay with it and I'm not? Like, I guess you're
as
right.
long as you have an iPhone.
Yeah, as long as you have the iPhone.
The next one is diminishing the functionality of non-Apple smartwatches. Yeah, this pissed me off. Yeah. I heard about this.
Because like, I wanted to get Chelsea a Samsung watch.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Because I was like, hey, get the
they
better watch.
They made it to where you have to have an iWatch.
Yeah.
If you want a smartwatch, has to be Apple.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
Dumb. So stupid.
So dumb. Yeah, I'm not even going to read that one. We already know. Last one here, limiting third-party digital wallets, which Apple has prevented third-party apps from offering tap-to-pay functionality, inhibiting the creation of cross-platform third-party digital wallets. So basically, you have to use Apple Pay or you don't use tap-to-pay.
So like, because Google has that too.
Yeah, but you can have Samsung Pay. You can, like, you have a bunch of tapping options with with our Samsung.
Do you use that, by the way?
I don't use it. I don't want to set that up just because I feel like that's easy for somebody to just.
Yeah, because if you lose your phone, can't they use your?
I don't know. I don't even want to look into it because it's just, I'm not doing that. Call me old fashioned.
I'm an old fashioned man in that sense.
I'm gonna take my wallet.
Yep.
But basically, Apple kind of just takes that decision out completely. They're like, you have to use Apple Pay or you can't use Touch to pay.
That is so dumb.
And Apple's defense to all these allegations. Now, mind you, I couldn't really find the actual quote of what this is. I know this is somebody who's probably just as biased as me and Matt here. This is what their interpretation of it was. But Apple's defense of these allegations is basically, the whole world knows we suck, so you can't call us monopoly because we don't sell that much worldwide. We just sell a lot in America.
Are you shitting me?
No.
So wait a minute.
I tried to find the source of this, and all I could find was that quote. I don't know who it came from.
So wait. Their whole argument was like, come on, guys.
Yeah, it's like, come
everyone in the world knows we're shit and garbage. It's only the idiots in America that actually think we have value, so don't worry about it too much.
Yes.
That is fucking sad.
I want to believe that's just somebody who's biased that just made it up and posted it somewhere.
I swear to God, I hope that's fake because I could believe it's true.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't say those exact words, but I could definitely see somebody saying something along those lines just in a sweeter way.
Absolutely.
Like a more like you're not going
to
catch
and
what
again,
I'm actually
I wish
saying.
I had more to say good about iPhones. I mean, they're user friendly. A child can use them. They have a camera.
Speaking of, back to the camera. Did you know that the iPhone actually takes a picture of you with an infrared camera every 5 seconds?
I've seen those videos. That is freaky.
You can't turn that off.
So, like, I don't understand how more people want that. Like, how do you tell me that that's okay
with
you?
It's a fact. It is fact. You can't say, oh, that's just a myth.
Do we know that Samsung doesn't do that?
I'm sure people have done the test, and I've never seen anything on Samsung.
I haven't seen it either.
No, but I see it on Apple everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to prove. Like, those of you listening right now with an iPhone, look it up. And there's a way that you can actually see it. And then as you're recording, you can see the flash every 5 seconds of it taking a picture of your face.
Also, the last thing maybe I will say that I don't like, that's an invention from Apple, which Samsung has this too, the Apple tags. I think the invention of the Apple tag is probably one of the worst inventions ever made.
You think so?
Yes, because it results in more people getting tracked, like in the sense of human trafficking, and the fact that you can put that on a car
and stuff,
and that, like, so say if someone put that on my car, Rob, my phone I don't think will pick it up because it's iOS,
really.
So, like, but if I had an iPhone and I step in my car, it'll pop up in the proximity, okay, there's an Apple tag near you.
Wow.
So it's like, if I don't have an iPhone and you're tracking me, that's not fair.
That's cheating.
That's cheating. Like, so, like, maybe that's just me being a little bit salty, but I know Samsung has the same kind of trackers, the little round disc things.
Yeah,
but
you can even get off-brand ones, too. Like, they're
it's just a Bluetooth tracker.
But I know we're getting there at the end of the episode here, but before we end, I want to throw some facts about Android compared to Apple about who got what first.
Okay.
Some things that Android got way before Apple.
Let's do it.
So we're going to start off with the copy and paste function, Matt. Android got that in 2008, and Apple didn't get that until 2009. A whole year later, they didn't have copy paste.
Well, you know, like, I have a feeling that a lot of what you're about to read, it's going to be like the next year, iPhone has it. Oh my God, what are the odds of that?
Yeah. They see, like, oh, hey, that's a good idea. Let's put it in ours.
Yes, that's how it always is. Now, I'm not going to say that Android doesn't also, Samsung doesn't also do that.
Okay, well, here's one that took quite a long time. Third-party keyboards. We also got that in 2008.
Yeah, that was...
Apple didn't get that till 2014.
Oh, my God.
6 years.
Are you shitting me? No. That's so simple, too. It's just a simple, like, mod.
Or side-loaded apps. You know what that is?
What,
like,
is that?
You can put apps on the side of your screen, and you can just slide out, and then
oh,
boom.
Yeah. I got a bunch of those.
Yeah. Also, 2008.
Stop.
iPhone, 2015.
Wow. God, they're so far behind.
Custom wallpapers. 2008 for us.
Yep.
2008 was a big year.
Yeah, it really was a groundbreaking year for them.
iPhone, 2010.
Oh, Oh my God.
2 years they couldn't change their wallpaper. So I could
have had my picture of Fluffy on my phone and you have to wait 2 years. Not if
you had an iPhone.
You're waiting 2 years.
You had to have that stupid little squiggly thing in the back.
Yeah.
Live wallpapers, which that's a moving background. We got that in 2010. Wow, only 2 years for us to get that.
Yeah.
iPhone, 2015.
Oh my God, 5 years.
5 years.
I will say I've used those. They do take a lot of battery usage.
They do.
They're cool, though.
They are pretty cool. Voice search, we got that in 2008. They got it 2010. So 2 years to get. Oh, and visual search, too. We really? Got that in 2008, and they didn't get it till 2010 as well.
God.
Wow.
This really...
It took them 2 years to get the home screen auto rotation, too. We got that in 2012.
Oh, my God.
They had to wait till 2014.
Dude, like, it seems like they find out the problem. They're like, all right, they figured it out. How did they do it?
And then here's some hardware features. I'll just run through a couple of these. What's a good one here? Stereo speakers on our phones. We got that in 2011. iPhone didn't get it till 2016.
And they were booty.
Yeah, super booty. Dual lens camera, 2011 for us, 2016 for Apple.
My God.
That's just a dual lens camera, and they sit there and they gloat at how good their camera is.
I know, and they've reused the same camera. Have you ever seen the video of the person that designed, like, there's a fake video out there, they're like, the new iPhone coming out, and the guy just went on Photoshop and moved the lens, or the lens for the photo camera on the back over one spot. And he's like, iPhone 14, boom. Moves it over again. iPhone 15. Boom. That's all they do. Ever look at them, they just move the lens like in a different spot on the back. That's it.
Two more. These are my favorite ones. Fast charging we got in 2013, 2017 for them. And wireless charging, 2012 for us, 2017 for Apple.
Five.
For wireless charging. 5 years.
Oh my God.
And now I'm going to quickly run through what Apple still doesn't have to this day that Android does. Ability to set default apps, expandable storage, dual SIM cards, eSIM support, VR headsets, quad HD screen, 4K screen, 120 hertz refresh rate, but they just actually got that. I thought
they have the headsets now, too.
I think they just came out with it. We've had it since 2015, I think.
You're right. Yeah, they just came out with it for the iPhones.
I don't even know if it's for consumer use yet. I think it might still be in development.
I think you might be right on that, because I've only seen it in videos of people advertising.
And then for the final couple, we have FM radio, heart rate monitor, blood pressure sensor.
They don't have any of that?
They still don't have those.
Wait, even on their watches and stuff?
And spam call detection.
They don't have that stuff on their watches and stuff?
Yeah, maybe their watches, not their phone. Okay. We have that shit in our phone.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And yeah, they still don't have it.
They'll get there eventually.
They'll get there. They're going to... I mean, from the trends, they look It'll at us and they're bit, like, yeah. Hey, I like that. So you guys wait. You'll get it.
I'm excited for when our phones, because our phones will be there before theirs... Where, like, when you press a button and then it's going to do
it. Oh, like a little hologram?
Yes.
Yes. I'm waiting for that. Kind of like Star Wars.
Yes.
I haven't even seen Star Wars, and I can't wait
for that shit, because, like, we're going to have, like, a glass tablet and, like, just press a button and it's our phone display comes up and I'm going to just be like, that's badass.
So, not to sound like a complete nerd here, but what I can't wait is when they come out with, like, a little hologram thing and, like, play Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, my God.
like a fucking Blue Eyes White Dragon. Pops off, like, a little hologram of it.
Dude.
That'd be cool.
We're going to really be living when those are the days.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we don't get reset back to the Stone Age here soon, but...
Hey. Yeah.
Let's just hope and pray, right?
Yep. That was an earlier episode, guys. That's the EMP
and on the sun. And on that note, I think we
On that terrible disappointment.
Yeah, I think we'll wrap up the episode here. And again, if we set a false fact on the iPhone, or even on the Android, or the Samsung, I should say, send us an email at bettermadetopics@gmail.com and let us know, because we'll address it on the next episode and say, hey, this is the facts. This is what they say, you know. And don't forget to check out all our other social media, too, when you get a second. Also, at Better Made Topics.
Usually, yeah. That's usually the tag.
And until next time, we'll catch you on the next episode of Better Made Topics.
Stay golden.
decision.